so there's a track right now. The thing is,
110.
If I speed up and play it, nothing is going to change.
110.
Which is a might bit useless. So why don't we enable flex time? And I have been trying to do this since May, by the way, and I've even had somebody cited who teaches Logic and GarageBand in school, and he didn't know how to do this, so I need to ring him and tell him as well. I recently discovered, while sitting on Team Talk, how to actually enable flex and what that does. So first things first is you press Command F, and it doesn't talk. But it's not meant to, because I don't know why. I guess it comes up in a funny window that you can't see. The next thing to do is have your audio track highlighted, which I do because I cannot play the keyboard, because there's nothing to play.
Untitled tracks. Control bar.
If you are worried about it,
tracks.
Jump into your tracks header. Your tracks here.
In tracks.
Go to the tracks header.
Tracks. In tracks. Tracks contents. Tracks header. In track one. You just never know.
Track one. You just never know. That's the audio track that I'm using. And we'll jump out of this now.
Out. Inspector.
Go to the inspector.
In button.
And then you'll see all these blank buttons, and they're very irritating.
This item has no help tag.
They don't even have help tags.
Region. You just never know. One.
Edit text. Button.
However, the way to know that you need to expand this thing, and there's two of them that you need to expand, really, is if when you get to this
you just never know. One.
Edit text.
Edit text field, there's another blank button to the right of that.
Button.
The table is not visible, and you need to go back to the beginning
button.
And hit this.
Press.
Button.
Which expands this thing, which doesn't talk.
Region. You just never know. One.
Edit text. Table.
And here's the table.
In loop. Dash. Dash.
Now, we don't want dash. This just yet, but later on, we're going to come back to this table because I will show you what it's like when you quantize audio. But I like to have this table expanded because I use it a lot. So, let's back out
of
the table.
Tracks. Inspect. Region. You just never.
Table. Button.
Track. You just never know.
Edit text.
You just never know.
Channel strip.
And there's the channel strip.
Stereo out.
Which you are used to seeing.
You just track.
Button.
Track.
Button. Table.
Row 5 of 8.
Button.
So, I'm going left.
Table.
Here's the table we came out of.
Dash. Selected.
Button.
And to the right is the other blank button. Now, I believe, and we'll find out, that this is the one we want because it contains the flex stuff. It's another of these hidden tables until you expand it type deals.
Press. Click.
Button.
Track. You just never know.
Table.
Yes, another blank table.
You just never know.
Channel strip.
And to the right of that table is this channel strip group. So we go into this table.
Table.
In. Table. Row 1 of 5. Icon.
Image.
Selected. Row 1. Selected.
There's an icon, which I don't know what that actually does.
This item has no help tag. You are currently on text element inside of a table. To navigate the cells within this table, press control.
Oh, it doesn't tell me any useful information. I did VO shift H and VO shift N for November, by the way, just to see if I could garner anything useful. And I cannot.
Image.
Go to the right. There's an image.
Channel.
Channel.
Audio 1. Dim.
Audio 1.
Freeze mode. Prefader. Cue reference. Inject. Flex mode. Off.
Flex mode is off. Now, for something like this, you would want flex mode to be polyphonic. If you were going to record like a percussive thing that is perhaps a bongo or a congo or vocal, then you would choose monophonic. And there are some options in here that do other very strange things. And you can play with parameters and have lots of fun. There is one slight error. One slight issue, I wanted to say, with Sierra at the moment, that certain sliders within Logic, when you go to interact with them, they just bounce you right back out. So it's kind of an issue. But when they work well. We don't need to do anything with this except for turn it on and choose polyphonic as the option. I will go through the options and just so you can hear what they are.
Menu check mark.
Off.
Off is the default.
Flex pitch.
Flex pitch, which when you adjust the tempo will adjust the pitch and the speed at the same time. Very kind of old school and obvious.
Flex time. Monophonic.
Time monophonic, which I already talked about.
Flex time. Slicing.
Slicing. I think it tries to slice by transient.
Flex time. Rhythmic.
Rhythmic. Might be for drums, I think. I haven't really had occasion to play with too many of these, by the way.
Flex time. Polyphonic.
Polyphonic.
Flex time. Speed FX.
Speed FX. I think that was the old school speed up algorithm.
Flex time, tempophone, FX.
Tempophone, and so was that.
Check mark.
Off.
Someone could correct me. So I want to go up.
Flex time, polyphonic.
3, and press enter.
Polyphonic.
Pop button.
Complex. Checked.
Checkbox.
And if you don't have the complex checkbox checked, then it kind of doesn't do anything great for you. And I don't really know what happens when you uncheck it other than the sound sucks, because there are no options that I could find that explain it. And it doesn't expose any sliders or anything like that. So what it actually does is unclear, but it does do a thing. So if I now hit play, because we're at 110 already, there is no change. Let's increase this tempo now.
110, tempo means like.
Let's go
160.
Not very nice.
140,
maybe a little average. 120 is quite okay. If you know the track, you'll know it's been expanded. Shrunk. But if you don't really know the track, or if you are using it in a mix, you could probably get away with it. Let's drop it all the way down to 5 beats a minute. 100. Now you get into some Brian Eno kind of territory with ambience and very weird noises. So all you do now is you drop a delay on it. A very strange delay, maybe from the Space Designer reverb settings, like Space D. And you have yourself a great time. You could even just throw a reverse on the track and have people not even have a clue where you got that from, or how, or why, or anything. Much fun, right? Got messages coming in. I'm going to leave it like this while I read the messages. Oh man, the piano scares my face. Help! Okay, let's go up to some reasonable amount.
65.
Turn off the metronome. That cork snare drum is very long-winded now, but it's kind of funny. And the clap is gorgeous.
Okay, 95.
There are hardly any artifacts at 95. So we're down by 15, by my count. Because it was 110, down at 95. So, wait. Yeah, it is 15.
I thought I was stupid for a minute.
So let's try 135.
135.
The only reason you can tell that is because the hi-hats are a little bit crunchy. But otherwise, even strings are some of the things that suffer the worst when you do things like that. The absolute worst. It's terrifying what it does to strings. A lot of these algorithms. So for it to do that and do it that well is quite something. So let's leave it at 135 and play and change the algorithm and see what we can do here. First things first, actually, let me use the item chooser and type in FLEX, press enter, because it takes me right back to where I was, because of course I was in the tempo slider, and to get back to that would be meaning to stop interacting with the tempo slider, stop interacting with the control bar, stop interacting with the control toolbar, go and interact with the inspector, go and interact with that table and find it. So the item chooser, VOI, is your best friend in this situation, absolutely the best friend you can have, because if you know what you need and know the letters of what you need to type, you can get around this thing absolutely beautifully. This is a tip I picked up from Gary Redfern Gray over at blindlogic.org when I first started out using Logic in May. So I haven't been using it long enough to be fluent in it, like a spoken language, the language of logic. But I'm getting there, and I intend to be there, or at least a facsimile thereof, within the next year and a half to 2 years, because I really like Logic. It's a pain in my ass sometimes, but when I get it, and when I can do something I want to do with it, it's beautiful.
Dash. Flex. Jet. Check. Gain. 50%. Right. More. 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 Collapsed. Mute. Inject. Loop.
Where are we
inject,
actually?
Check. More. Fifth. Gain. Check. Flex. Dash. Flex. Jet.
Checkbox.
Oh, that's the on-off for the track. Okay. Command F turns that on in that table. So actually, let's...
Item chooser menu. Three items.
Flex mode. Show slash hide. Flex mode.
That's what I really
flex
need.
Flex mode. Polyphonic.
Pop button.
So let's start the track from the top. Remember, we're at 135.
Menu check mode.
Flex mode. Speed FX.
Speed FX. Speed. So now if I slow it down by using item chooser, type TEMP, press enter, interact with the tempo slider. Yeah, it's pretty joyful stuff.
85, 90, 105. 90, 90, 90, 90,
oh man, the batteries are dying.
95, 94, 93, 2, 91.
90 BPM there. So that does what that does.
Like
so let's leave it there at 90.
Flex
again. Tempophone, which is now. That's a nasty algorithm. If that's all Logic had to offer, I would never ever touch this with a 10-foot Logic pole, for obvious reasons.
Flex pitch.
Flex pitch. Didn't we just...
Logic Pro Explicit. Flex Pitch.
Oh, that's another old algorithm. Not very nice either, by all accounts.
Form track, 0%.
Oh, I have sliders here.
It's like 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%.
Not sure what they do.
Adult, you just never know. You just never know. Stereo out.
Oh man, it's lost my place.
Flex mode, flex pitch, flex mode. Flex mode, flex pitch, form track. 20%, form and shift, 50%.
Form and shift. Okay.
Adult, you just never know.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Flex mode, flex pitch, flex mode, flex mode, flex pitch.
That's just frightening.
Flex time, monophonic, flex time, flex time.
Right, monophonic, on a non-monophonic thing. You know what it's trying? I'll give it its trying. If I check this checkbox which says percussive. It's kind of still trying, but it's not that friendly. So.
Slicing.
So now it tries to take little clips of the track and fill in the gaps and make slices from them so that it keeps uniform. Not a particularly nice job, by the way, and you can turn down the gaps. Fill in gap. If I uncheck this checkbox. So it's now not filling in the gap, and it sounds like the track is broken or my Mac is about to barf itself and fall down a well. Oh, the track ran out. So it nearly did do that. Right.
Fill gaps. Slice. Flex mode. Slice. Flex time. Rhythmic.
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 Ah, it's drunk. I don't know why I'm even bothering to be here. My name is Mr. F. Rhythmic and I'm flexible. It does, it just makes the track sound absolutely drunk. There he is.
Flex time, polyphonic.
And we're back to polyphonic, where it all is at, guys and girls. Alrighty.
So we've done
that much. Isn't that joyful? Joyful stuff.